I wasn't born yesterday, dearie.
I wasn't born yesterday, dearie.
I know all about fur and all about blood.
I know all about fur and all about blood.
Where did it happen?
Where did it happen? In the back seat.
Where did what happen?
The real party.
We'll just do that over again. The real party. Did he pin you down?
The real party. Did he pin you down?
Or did you just lie back and
Or did you just lie back and let nature take its course?
Or did you just lie back and let nature take its course?
Or did you just lie back and let nature take its course?
Was it a boy on the track team or the man with the tire iron?
Was it the boy on the track team or the man with the tire iron?
Okay, a little angrier. Was it a boy on the track team?
Was it the boy on the track team? Or the man with the tire iron.
Vous écoutez Le Plan et le Son sur RCV 99, une émission qui explore le cinéma par l'image, par le son. Un magazine mensuel conçu et animé par Mara de Carva. Pour ce nouvel épisode, nous entrons dans un couloir saturé de fumée, de parfums chimiques, d'égo et de décibels. Bienvenue dans Earth Smell d'Alex Ross Perry, une plongée dans la spirale toxique d'une rockstar en chute libre.
Yeah.
Avant d'ouvrir l'ampli à plein volume, posons le décor. Earthmell d'Alex Ross Perry est une fiction abrasive sur la décomposition d'un mythe. L'icône punk, Becky Something. C'est un film claustrophobe, hystérique, lucide, qui interroge l'époque. La légende féminine à qui l'on demande tout, créativité, performance, autodestruction spectaculaire, tant qu'elle continue de rapporter. Le cadre est simple. Coulisses de concert, répétitions, loges saturées. Tout est filmé comme si la caméra arrivait trop tard, le chaos déjà en place. Et au centre, Elizabeth Moss, possédée, flamme qui se consume. À mesure que l'image devient instable, le son, lui, reste constant, implacable. Il documente la fièvre, la paranoïa, la déroute. Il observe la reine déchue, sans lui offrir la sortie de secours.
Mama's busy right now.
Well, Allie's gonna play with you.
20 minutes et 5.
Oh, yeah.
RCV 99 dans le plan et le son en DAB+, canal 7C. On se concentre sur un seul plan de Earthmel d'Alex Ross Perry. On regarde, mais surtout on écoute. Acte 1. La loge est pleine, l'image montre une star entourée, mise en valeur, presque célébrée. Le son raconte autre chose. Des bruits viennent casser l'apparence, un rire de technicien, un ampli qui bourdonne, des musiciens déjà ailleurs, absents sans partir. Ces sons ne servent pas la scène, ils la dérangent. Ils montrent ce que l'image cherche à cacher. À l'écran, on voit une rockstar. Dans le son, on perçoit une femme seule, isolée, même au milieu des autres. Ce plan fait apparaître un décalage clair. L'image construit un rôle, le son le démonte. Dès le début, le film pose sa règle. Le son ne soutient pas l'image, il la met en cause.
What is she doing here? Can't you see this is a fucking
fucking religious ceremony you have zero respect for?
Good show tonight.
Liar, you can see it.
Don't call people liars, Becky, unless you know they're
lying. Sorry, was anybody speaking to you, little Miss Tiffany? Huh?
Tiffany.
I can't believe you're raising our daughter around a woman named Tiffany to vamp up his aunt.
You're an angel.
It's true.
Can you excuse us?
Yes, excuse us, Tiff. Where did you get these?
Yaima requested these items to envision the purity of people whose auras we must investigate before Mistress Becky allows them near the child.
Is this for real?
It's just important that she feels safe when Tama is with us, that's all.
So you put a curse on me?
No. We haven't cursed you yet, and we probably won't unless Yaima sees something in the smoke that he doesn't like.
This is sick. You are sick!
That's not helping. Can you just give us a minute?
Goodbye, bye. Tiffany!
Be such a cunt, Beck.
C-U-N-T, everyone's accusing me.
We must resume our ritual.
Yes. You're right. What can we do for you, Deno?
I wanted you to see her. It shouldn't be this difficult.
Why would I want to see Tiffany? Yuck.
See your child. Unless you'd rather walk out on her too, in which case...
Here's my child.
How can you let yourself be like this,
man? I'm working. You said Tuesday, not Friday, which how am I supposed to keep track if you're just going to keep changing your mind?
Well, I thought you'd want us here before going to Europe.
Europe?
I forgot. You're not going to Europe. Did you know that?
Of course I do.
Well, you didn't act like I was wrong when I said
I was testing you. There's no European tour. I would know if there was.
Oh, you would?
Yeah. Because I would have packed a bag, which, as you can see, clearly I have not. You're a mess.
Oh, Danny boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen.
Hey, Mari.
From glen to glen.
You seem well.
And down the mountainside.
You ready to rock? Lori, baby, we just finished rocking. I'm rocking and a rolling. The only problem is I did not get to visit the other place with Yaima. Dano came in, interrupted my spiritual journey, it was postponed, so we still got that to tend to. As you know, I am not myself if I do not visit my other reality. Where the fuck is my lighter?
Why do you let her do this?
I'm not a fucking babysitter, mate. Why? Be easy, kid, why? But I got it.
Hey, man, just don't discriminate against whatever gives people spiritual balance. That's like
fucked up. Hello. Exactly.
You'll hate yourself forever if you miss these years with
Heavy shit, Dirtbag Danny.
Nobody calls me that anymore.
This is the night show with DJ Dirtbag Danny. All the dirty, nasty rock you can only hear after dark.
Becky. Becky, she checked in yet?
How's my grandbaby?
She's at home with Tiffany. She's miserable. Her mom's a deadbeat.
Poor Daniel. Drawn into the family saga.
Time for a new family. Life goes on.
Hopefully it does.
Venue's lights out at midnight.
Don't set your watch to Becky time.
What are we doing here? She won't perform.
No, she has to.
She has to? Why?
Oh, you got a bad feeling? This is it for Becky.
She's opening a small venue with proteges. She sold out arenas. Why do you fall for it?
She cut the head off our life together swiftly and with no mercy. And apparently on that. trying to get her and Ease in the same room for 3 months.
Her lawyer quit. He called me.
Yeah, her plan is to ignore anybody suing her until they give up or die.
Yep. Should've known.
Alexandra.
We fell for it!
She'll be here. She will be here.
Ooh, where do you find Faith?
It's a curse. If you've anything to have none, it'll never be waiting.
I cannot believe I got talked into this.
She needs you.
Yeah, no, every bully needs a weak punching bag to swing back for one more snack.
No one cares about the players, right? They're just here for Becky. And what I'm gonna do? Quit. Be nobody. I don't even belong in this world. I used to play church basements, now I was happy there. I mean, we're playing venues this big. Really big.
Blood from the underground. Footnote in the defining oral history of the era.
I'll rely on her for something.
I'll rely on her for something. Fame. Work. Glory. Money. Love. Support. Opportunity. Our golden goose raised golden pits in our faces.
She supported me for many years.
Yeah, me too. What a wretched feeling. As you know. And such is the end of the saga of something she... ignominious. Fitting. So let's go.
I'm gonna go talk to security.
She ain't here.
Fuck! Fucking do it. Don't fucking touch me.
That's a spirit.
Hey, Dirtbag Danny, it's really you.
This is Danny.
Dude, I taped your show religiously, like every night, bro.
Yeah. I don't even have the early tapes. You got some special stuff there.
Yeah, this has really been great, but this is kind of like a big fucking deal for us, so...
It always is.
No, and don't mind me trivializing your professional dilemma. I've been in your shoes more times than I can count.
Okay, well, can you give us a success ratio? Anything? I mean, like, this is not okay. This isn't okay. There's a plan, right? You make the plan, you stick to it, it's written in ink.
She will be here. I mean, any second. Might be in 2 hours. But, you know, it's really cool and all, what you're doing for Becky and me, I guess.
But Beck's not used to not handling, so she forgets that nobody waits for the opening.
All right, so what do we do?
You got any vocal warm-ups, or... I don't know what your pre-show is. You want to jam? Or just, like, make out?
This is beyond me, okay? Just find me when the nightmare's over. I'm done.
Oh, boy. She needs this.
She's going through a lot. We all are. Shit's, like, wobbly with us, you know? Heartbreak.
Wiser folks have tried and failed. But hey, guys, I signed the contract for today. So if she doesn't show, you can sue her too. And I think that'll make a baker's dozen.
Oh, hi. Sorry. Roxy.
Hi.
That was Dottie, and this is Cassie.
Hi, pleasure to meet you.
Hey. Thanks for giving her this chance. I know she doesn't make it easy.
She did it for us. Already did, actually, so.
Oh, yeah? How'd you repair it? Fucking it up? She'll be here. It's a pattern.
Thank you so much.
Disappear, make you miserable, keep you waiting. They come back when you're out of options.
Well, my mom wouldn't step foot in a place like this, so. Well, I'm not just here to watch Becky inflict pain on others. Enough of that to last lifetimes.
Nothing?
Nada.
Oh, this is great. Well, that's it. I'm done. It's over. She has cost me a house, half my company. Can anyone here accuse me of not trying hard enough? Have I not provided opportunity after opportunity? And this is how it ends. Oh, forgive me. Anya.
You know it, and I know it.
Lovely to see you. At this point, does it even matter if we wait any longer?
We're supposed to go in 5 minutes ago. We're going on hour two with a sold-out crowd waiting for
I'm
something
deeply
to happen.
Sorry. How do I know?
Start the show! Start the show!
We'll give her 10 more minutes. No, I'll make that 5. Then it's over. I'm sorry. I am so sorry. You know, no one wants this night to come up more than I do, but...
Hey, you want to flip for it? I don't suppose there's any benefit in an Allie Vanderwolf.
This just
one, almost it.
Anyone on stage but Becky is only going to make matters worse.
Oh, I figured as much.
So what now?
Wait.
Dans le plan et le son sur RCV 99, il y a toujours un moment où l'image recule légèrement, où l'on ferme presque les yeux pour écouter. Hörsmell est une architecture acoustique en trois strates. Bourdonnement permanent, voix en collision, l'angoisse n'est pas jouée, elle est enregistrée. Quand la saturation tombe, un silence presque médical. Becky ne remplit plus l'espace, elle disparaît. Le piano sans effet, souffle brut, non pas guérison, mais réapparition du vivant.
Oh, once in your life you find someone who will turn your world around, lift you up when you're feeling down. No, nothing could change what you mean to me. Well, there's lots that I could say, but just hold me now. isn't too hard to see. We're in heaven. I've been waiting for so long for something to arrive, for love to come along. Now our dreams are coming true, through the good times and the bad, I'll be standing there by you. Baby, you're all that I want, when you're lying here in my arms, finding it hard to believe we're in heaven. Love is all that I need, and I found it there in your heart. Wasn't too hard to see we're in heaven.
Thank you.
Vous écoutez Le Plan et le Son sur RCV 99, un espace où le cinéma dialogue avec le présent. On sort un instant du film, on regarde notre époque, nos idoles consumées en direct, nos réseaux qui exigent la chute pour applaudir ensuite la renaissance médiatique. Earthsmell n'est pas une trajectoire individuelle. Earthsmell parle du culte du burn-out rentable, de l'exploitation du corps féminin sous couvert de génie créatif. Des coulisses où tout le monde filme, mais où plus personne n'écoute. De la star comme produit jetable. C'est Amy Winehouse, Courtney Love, Britney Spears. C'est la spirale pop moderne. Earthsmell d'Axel Ross Perry documente l'usure d'un système qui préfère un cadavre iconique à une artiste vivante. Sur RCV 99, dans Le Plan et le Son, on ne se contente pas de commenter les films. On interroge leur position, d'où ils parlent, à qui ils s'adressent et ce qu'ils font de nous, spectateurs. Earthsmell, d'Axel Ross Perry, ne cherche ni l'équilibre ni la compassion. Il impose un rapport direct au chaos et c'est là que réside sa puissance. La bande-son n'accompagne pas la chute psychique. Elle traduit l'angoisse, la paranoïa, l'effondrement mental avec une précision que l'image seule ne pourrait atteindre. Le spectateur est maintenu dans la tension émotionnelle du personnage, contraint d'endurer la tempête plutôt que de l'observer à distance. Aucune soupape, aucune respiration, l'enfermement est le dispositif. Becky Something ne brûle pas dans l'éclat romantique du rock, elle s'effondre de manière sale, intrusive et persistante. Le film refuse la fascination esthétique pour la chute. Il montre ce que nous préférons détourner, la lente corrosion interne. Earthsmell propose un démontage, une explosion à vif.
Roll!
place au détour utile dans le plan et le son sur RCV 99 pour prolonger l'expérience et éclairer autrement les enjeux du film Earthsmell d'Alex Ross Perry. L'écho le plus pertinent n'est pas un film sur la musique ni même sur la célébrité, mais un récit qui dissèque la fabrication de l'identité non plus par excès d'ego, mais par absence totale de contour. Ce miroir s'appelle Alps de Yorgos Lanthimos. Dans Alps, des inconnus se substituent aux morts pour permettre aux familles d'amortir le manque. Ils rejouent les conversations, répètent les gestes, imitent les attitudes. Ils deviennent des avatars payants, des simulacres humains, au service d'un deuil privatisé. L'ego n'est plus incandescent, il est loué au besoin, puis rendu. Là où Earthsmell montre une figure vampirisée par l'adulation, Alps observe des êtres vidés d'eux-mêmes, qui louent leur présence comme une simple fonctionnalité émotionnelle. Dans Earthsmell, tout est excès, combustion, débordement. Dans Alps, les interactions sont réduites à des procédures. Ici, pas de fièvre, ni de furie, mais un vide maîtrisé où l'empathie se dissout dans le protocole. Deux pôles opposés, deux films, deux tonalités, mais une même interrogation impossible à esquiver. Qui sommes-nous quand le rôle tombe, et quand il disparaît, reste-t-il encore quelqu'un?
Get out of here. Collect your things from home and leave. Go back to Toronto, go wherever you like, so long as I never see you again.
Fuck you. You're so controlling, you make me miserable.
I'm only thinking of your health, idiot. But I don't care anymore. Leave and then eat all the cakes and all the desserts you like.
I will leave.
Get out of my sight. I don't want to see you again.
I'm sorry. I love you.
I love you too. I'm only hard on you for your own good.
I know.
Αν το μάθει ο Μοντ Μπλάνκ θα δημιουργηθεί πρόβλημα. Μπορεί να σταματήσει η συνεργασία μας.
Δεν θα το μάθει. Εγώ τουλάχιστον δεν θα του πω τίποτα. Πας την μπλούζα, τη φούστα βγάλε. Και...
Καλσόν.
Και το καλσόν βγάλτο. Θα προσπαθήσεις να μην μιλάς δυνατά, σχεδόν να μην ακούγεσαι. Μόνο κάποια στιγμή θα πεις «Please, please, don't you stop. It feels like heaven». Αυτό.
Please, don't you stop. It feels like paradise.
Heaven.
Please, don't you stop. It feels like heaven.
Down by the river, by the boat, where everybody goes to be alone, where you won't see any rising sun, down to the river. Trace, look at the stones on the riverbed. I can tell from your eyes you've never been by the riverside. Down by the water, the riverbed, somebody calls you, somebody says, swim with the current and float away. Down by the river every day.
C'était le plan et le son sur RCV 99, une émission qui explore le cinéma par l'image et par le son. On se retrouve très bientôt pour un prochain épisode.
Jittery TV.